Go to Rex Warwick speaking.
Hi, it's Leon here. How's it going?
Good, thank you. How can I help?
Good. I'm closing a workshop in Sydney. We don't do much Subaru, and we just got a question to see if you guys could help.
Mm-hmm.
We have a RAR, Spec C, STI. Want to change the wastegate on the turbo, and everything's stock, so it's like a twin scroll. So initially we tried to fit a GFB one, and it won't fit because of the twin scroll, which we didn't know, and now we know. So now we just want to see if you guys have any aftermarket suggestions, or
do you want to go? Are you needing more boost up top?
No. The customer just wants to replace it with the stock one because the stock one just, it's not holding boost. So it's only one of the stock ones. So just want to change it out. So even if there's like a stock one that can fit, but Subarus don't sell the stock one by itself. So just seeing what you guys do, or if you guys have any old turbos lying around that have actuators that still work from them that we can buy or something.
I don't have anything that'll suit, unfortunately. Most of the time, they, like, if guys are chasing boost up top with them on a factory turbo,
yep.
They do need to roll back the boost up top because otherwise you're overspinning the turbo on them.
Yeah.
So, like, we've, like, with rally cars and that sort of stuff, obviously they have to run a factory turbo in that scenario.
Yep.
And you actually make less power by trying to push more boost up top.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe... Well, I'd put it to the customer.
So we run an aftermarket one.
Mm-hmm.
It's what spring rate are we talking about?
If you might pick up 1 or 2 pounds of boost, but you actually make less power. You're just making more heat up top.
You make
your mid-range power and down low with a twin scroll and a factory turbo.
Yeah.
And then once you pass that, they generally taper down to about 15 pounds because they've got twin wastegates, obviously, wastegates.
Yep.
And even if you do hold the boost up there, all that happens is you end up overspinning the turbo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not actually going to make more power. So just put it to him, like, you're not going to make any more power with that.
So he's not trying to make more power. He's just going to replace what he had. That's all.
Okay. It's just so he can hold more boost.
So the car's not tuned or anything. He's not looking for more power. It's just that the factory one failed. It doesn't hold boost like after 5 PSI. That's it. So you just want to replace it. That's it.
After 5 PSI, there's probably...
Yeah, like 5, 6, 7 PSI, it's not going anything more above, and there's no boost leak or anything.
No, because on those, they'll drop to 7 pounds if it's going into a fail-safe mode.
So you use the actuator, right?
No, it's not the actuator. The ECU on those will drop the car down to 7 pounds. It'll disable the boost control sign if it's picking up detonation, which is really, really common on the factory tune on those because they tune for fuel from Japan.
Oh.
Yeah, so what'll end up happening is you put a big actuator on there, anything will fucking confetti everywhere.
Yeah. So the best thing to do is just to get the tune, that's it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the actuator there.
Oh. So the actuator from stock is actually done. So it's not through the actuator, just the ECU putting itself into a lower.
Yeah, absolutely. If you reset the ECU, it might come up to about 12 pounds, 15 pounds for a little bit until it picks up detonation, then it'll drop itself back. I'm assuming he's running 98 in there?
Yeah, it's just 98. And like, the RAR, so it doesn't drive it much. So the last time he drove it, he realized that it's not making any power after 5,000 RPM.
How old's the fuel?
Oh, I have no idea. But he did say that he does drive it like once in a while on the weekend. So we didn't think it was like, you know.
Are you located? I can suggest some people to tune the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you suggest? Like, something,
Powell.
I'm guessing. Oh, okay. Yeah, so probably something like ECU Tech or something, I'm guessing.
No, factory.
Okay.
Yeah, speak to Michael.
Okay.
He's a guru with those cars.
Yeah. Definitely heard of it. Okay, no problem. Thank you for your great advice that we're not chasing
things
we don't need to change. I'll speak to Michael then.
Yeah, just let him know that we sent you along and he'll look after you, all right?
Thank you.
No worries, mate. See ya.
Thanks. Bye.